DVD Verdict audio review for The Game Plan, available from Walt Disney Home Entertainment, January 22nd, 2008, written by Judge David Johnson and read by Chief Justice Michael Staley. Joe Kingman had the perfect game plan to win the championship, but first he has to tackle one little problem. What happens when a self-obsessed stud football player meets his daughter for the first time? A whole lot of learning. Oh, yes. All-pro quarterback Joe Kingman, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has devoted his life to himself and his quest for football immortality. Though a championship has long eluded him, that doesn't stop him from rejoicing in his own attributes, which often rubs his teammates the wrong way. But one day, his world is flipped around when a young girl named Peyton, played by Madison Pettis, shows up at his door claiming she's his daughter. From that point on, Big Daddy, the game plan, goes into clueless jock-turned-loving-father overdrive as Joe learns the ups and downs of fatherhood and how it's real tough to be the centerpiece of a cliché-ridden, unfunny excuse for a family movie. Ugh, no more, please. There needs to come a time, someday soon, hopefully, when big movie studios will become more discerning about what they cobble together, slap a PG rating on, and vomit forth to the unsuspecting masses trying to sell this half-baked, half-ass tripe as family comedy. Well, The Game Plan is for families, and certainly is clean and inoffensive, but when you get to the comedy part of that genre labeling, that's where I disembark. The kids will probably laugh while watching the little girl having a protein shake blow up in her face. The stupid offensive lineman gets blasted with an overcarbonated can of Coke. Cure Sedgwick farting. Or The Rock diving headfirst into a flood of bubbles, but little kids are easily amused. Now, if this doesn't sound amusing to you, the bad news is you'll suffer even more because the comedy just goes downhill from there. As the film lumbers along, flailing wildly, desperate to connect with anything resembling real humor, charm and heartfelt emotion infiltrates the script in what I presume is an attempt to distract from the lameness of the slapstick and the joke-telling. As you can probably judge by my mood, I didn't take too well to this aspect of the film either. The back 10 minutes or so are okay when it comes to the melodrama, with Kingman, of course, realizing that his daughter is the best thing that ever happened to him, and that he's been selfish jackass for all of his life, and that a wide receiver on his team that he never passed to is actually a pretty cool guy, and geez, maybe he should get a ball or two thrown his way, perhaps in the championship game to clinch the victory. But even at its most effective emotional level, the game plan is merely mediocre. At its least effective, the movie is more syrupy than a shootout at Denny's. The Rock is okay, but one-dimensional. He smirks and smiles and does his flamboyant thing, but the performance quickly slides into grating territory. I like the guy, but I think his niche is action films. And I don't like picking on little girls, but Madison Pettis doesn't have the skills to pay the bills. She's cute, though, and I guess that's all that's asked of her. The video and the audio are both up to snuff. On the technical end, the game plan delivers, looking clean and sounding well. The extras are cheesy. Marv Albert play-by-plays the blooper reel, and that's a disaster. The ESPN fictional documentary is clever for about 30 seconds. The set-top activities are bland to me, but kids probably won't mind. And the traditional supplemental material, The Rock learning how to play quarterback and a behind-the-scenes featurette, are short and unimpressive. Unfunny and contrived, this family film is a fat disappointment. We'll see if The Rock can bounce back. Just toss away this game plan. These DVD audio reviews are a production of DVD Verdict and can be found exclusively at DVDverdict.com.